This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, I'm running one right now. I'm running my OSH. I've had this one for about 2.5 years when I finally gave in and started carrying a Glock 19 on a regular basis. I resisted that for quite some time. That, and you know why I carry this? It's tight. It's tight to the body. It's in a good form factor. It's indestructible. It holds the gun with positive retention no matter what I'm doing, running, jumping, in the event that I'm actually doing those kind of things now. It's going to keep up with the weapon, which is something that I want it to do. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Here's an interesting thing. It's a letter to the editor. It's going to Arizona, Paul Kuravan from Flagstaff. He writes this letter to the editor. Why are liberals so bent on gun control? Whenever there's a shooting, the liberal establishment renews their cry for more gun control laws as though this is the panacea for our difficulties. The sentiment ignores the fact that lawmakers have been passing gun control laws since the inception of the National Firearms Act of 1934. We now have more gun laws on the books than any other nation. Cynic in me feels that the anti-gun groups are just another yuppie elitist movement. Much like environmentalism, both draw their membership primarily from people who are on a guilt trip and in need of a cause to join. Look at how these groups get their message across. They've been very successful with a key use of emotionalism, a necessary ingredient to camouflage their misrepresentations of the so-called facts. They feel justified to use deception to attain their goal. The end justifies the means. They count on the naivete of their target audience to seldom question why the stories don't add up. After 80 years, the Supreme Court has finally put the brakes on the erosion of the Second Amendment. Their ruling reaffirmed that it is the individual's right and shall not be infringed. To some, our constitutional freedoms may appear to be outmoded. Our own history shows our forefathers' reasoning and foresight is still applicable today. Paul gets it. Paul gets it. All right, somebody asked me this question the other day, and I feel compelled to make this, to tell you this, okay? One of my longtime sponsors was a company called Salient Arms. And I had quite a few of their guns. And I thought they were epic. I thought they were epic renditions and reimaginations of what a gun could be. And for 2.5 years, I pushed them. I had Chris Costa on. We talked about him. I had the owners of Salient on. We talked about him. We did a very good job. My ad campaign probably sold, I don't know, 100, maybe a little more. I don't know. And at about $2,700 a pop, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. that's a pretty good return for anybody. So in February, after I got out of the hospital, I sent a gun to them. a Smith & Wesson M&P. I have struggled to like the Smith & Wesson M&P. And it's always about the trigger. The one that's come closest to actually doing something with the trigger was Joey at ATEI. But even that, it's just the way the gun's designed. I mean, ergonomically, I sort of like it, but, you know, it's just, it reminds me of a Toyota Camry. It's very efficient, very dependable, not very inspiring. I just, you know, just could get into it. So, Joey, who ATEI does a pretty good job making it a little more ergonomic, I thought possibly Saley might make one more than that. And I sent them one, and this was in February. I still don't have that gun. Let me tell you why. Salient moved, which I applauded that at the time. I thought it was a good idea. I still think it's a good idea. However, the problem was is the people that were actually doing the Salient guns is a company called Agency Arms. The Salient guns were being outsourced in a bunch of ways. They were being outsourced. And when Agency decided to start their own thing, of course, they weren't going to compete with themselves. And they let Salient know in plenty of time that they would, to give them the time to find another machinist. Well, Salient failed. Salient is behind on deliveries right now. I no longer own a Salient firearm. I have divested myself of them all. When the final one comes back, I will be sending that one away. With anybody that I take on as a sponsor, I really want them to be telling me the truth so that if I steer you in that direction and you actually take my word for it, and go and take a look at what they've got and spend some money on some stuff, you actually get what they say, and I say you're going to get. That's why with anybody that makes a gun or makes a gun modification, I insist that part of the deal is I've got their stuff and I can actually make a call on my own. I'm not a gun expert by any stretch of the imagination, not in any comparative way to some people that I know, but I have handled a bunch, and I know the real deal when I feel it. In addition to that, of course, the Agency gun is about, as far as the work is concerned, it's about half the price. So, you know, hands down, it was not that big of a deal to me. The only part of it, nobody at a Salient took it, and as far as I know, has yet to do it. Now, they have done it here recently. They've done it since the third quarter began. They have finally taken it upon themselves to let everybody know that we're having some issues getting our guns out. And for me, that was a little too late. So for those out there, I got a thing about, I thought Salient was the greatest gun in the world. Oh, yeah, I get it now. New sponsor. No, this is actually the same gun. But, the Agency gun is actually from the guys that actually do the work. They're the ones with the five-axis CNC machines in-house that actually do the cutting. Everything that I used to show you, their idea. And interestingly enough, Salient is suing them. That always, they're suing them because they're saying that the people that actually designed, there's only so many ways you can take a CNC machine and lighten a slide. You can either cut holes in it or you can scallop it, and that's it. There's only so many ways you can go with that. You can shape the scallops different ways. But the fact that they're suing them and the fact that they vanished. Nobody ever took the time to pick up the phone. A lot of people that I know that I respect highly, and I'm not going to mention their names, that you've heard of, got the same treatment. We all have the same, sort of the same idea. I myself, for those of you that I may have confused going from Salient to Agency, this is why. This was my own failure for not doing due diligence. I'm trying to make up for it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. They are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. My favorite part of all of my G-Code stuff is the contact series. The Traveler's Bag is what makes things so much better for me with my little contact bag that I have now. and they make some lethal elegance. Quite compact, quite low profile. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Being asked in the chat room, last year I did a promotion for Lionheart for Black Friday. I still think the Lionheart gun is a very good gun. I think it is a very good gun. I couldn't get mine to break. I tried. Couldn't get it to break. I don't know what their status is, though, because I tried to communicate with them. Let me even see if they still have a website up. I'm curious now. That Lionheart. Let's see what that gives me. Well, they still have a website up, so they must still, and the prices have remained the same, and let's see what they got for it, just out of curiosity. Well, they pulled the Black Friday video down, and they've left up a couple things, but nobody's reviewed them in quite some time, and one of the problems that I was having is that I wanted them to be a sponsor full time. I mean, if I did a good job for Black Friday, Black Friday's one sales period out of the year, and I was just thinking, well, okay, you know, this is a pretty decent gun. It's very light. The gun itself is small. It's a small package. I had the compact one. Very good carry gun. It was very ergonomic. It was all steel. Hammer fired. It had that funky safe system where you could just push the hammer forward. But your first shot in double action was real quick, real easy, and real smooth. So as far as the gun itself, no issues at all. As far as them, I don't know what their status is. I had heard they were going to stop allowing the gun, which is the basic gun of them, for them, to be imported. I had heard that, but I had not heard anything else. But, I mean, nobody's contacted me, and they swore up and down that, oh, yeah, that was great. As far as the Black Friday sale, but they nobody's contacted me regarding that. So, hey, there you have it. The gun itself is a great gun. Lionheart gun is a fine gun. Carry that any day. Carry it any day. How much time we got? Let me find something short that I can carry because I don't want to. Start something I can't finish, if you will. I understand that most of the guns that I have ever promoted or anything else I have run, and I have never found them to be wanting. There's not one single gun I can think of that, even the Salient gun, is still a fine gun. It is a great gun. It's just that I don't think you treat your customers that way, and that's the whole issue with sponsors. That's the whole issue with sponsors is you don't treat your customers that way. So most of the guns that I've ever, just to clear the space and make sure everybody understands what I'm saying, whether it is the Salient pistol, STI, let's see, DPMS back in the day, Wyndham Weaponry, which is still currently a sponsor, Robar, of course, splendid gun modification company there, old school colliding with new technology. Everything that I've ever carried, everything I've ever run, Salient guns, the agency guns, which are my bread and butter for me now, all of them are fine weapons that I would carry anytime, anywhere, to include Lionheart. Lionheart, no doubt. The only problem that I have with steel guns now, and it's all because I got into this whole, the ATEI gun. ATEI makes a splendid modified gun. They do a very good job with M&Ps. They do a very good job with Glocks. The only reason these people are not sponsors anymore is that we either could not agree on terms later, or in some cases, I felt like I had not served them well, and I just never even went to them and said, hey, would you renew? And that's happened in more than one case. But when they stop being who they say they are, then I hasten the demise of that relationship, believe me. I'm sure some of you remember a company called IO Inc., the AK manufacturer. Yeah, they had to go. They had to go. Sorry. It's all about, my notion of what customer service is all based upon what I, when I started working, when I was 16 years old, I was a bag boy at a grocery store. We wore dress pants and a dress shirt and a tie. And I didn't ask them if they wanted help out. I just took off with their buggy. And I didn't let them tip me. And I thanked them for showing up. And I got to, you know, they got to know me. I got to know them. And I was the guy that carried their groceries out, not the bag boy at the store. I was the one they looked for to carry their groceries out. And that's customer service. Customer service is something out there where the customer leaves a place and they're not saying, I'm never going back in there. You know, that's not customer service. We don't see that very often nowadays. The gun industry is a very small industry as far as the reps that are out there. And when you burn one, wow, you really burn one when you burn one in the gun industry. So having said that, with regards to Lionheart, I hope they're doing well because they push a pretty good product. But I don't know what's going to happen. They were to call me now and say, hey, Bill, we want to do a Black Friday campaign. I would have to look at them and say, you've lost your mind. There is no way I can do a Black Friday campaign starting on the, what is today, the 13th? There's no way. So, that's for some of you that are out there saying, Frady's just a shill. I am. When I get a sponsor on here that I believe in, I push them so hard that I want every one of you to have one of what they do. But that's only because I believe in their product. It's not because I'm out there. I mean, if you were to ask my sponsors, hey, how big of a fortune do you pay Frady to do that? They're going to, after they pick themselves up off the floor laughing at you. It's not because of what they pay, it's because of what they do. I seek them out, not the other way around. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com, DC-3 line, the Scorpion line, the Contact Series. Is, you know, this is just some of the stuff they use. I mean, they have something called the, they've got one kind of knife that is just an outrageous thing. And I can't remember what it's called, but, you know, nobody ever talks about their knives. But they make them. They also make outstanding belts. They also market, and they market the Mean Gene leather belts as well. In addition to all that other good stuff, check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Right now in the United States, Americans are scared of the government. Americans have a large degree of distrust of the government. Political corruption is at the top of every U.S. citizen's most common fear, according to a recent survey conducted by researchers at California's Chapman University. They're also worried about cyber terrorism and very concerned about their privacy being invaded by corporations or the government. Plus, and maybe less reasonable than these objects of fear, are their responses to it. Chapman researchers asked 1,541 adult respondents how fear affected their behavior. And the results are a little frightening, because it turns out that fear-mongering can be a smart political tactic. 22.6% said they had voted for a particular candidate out of fear. And presidential candidates probably shouldn't interpret this carte blanche for stroking victims or voters' terror. Study did not assess what percentage of Americans are so turned off by scare tactics that they vote for the opposing candidate, as happened in Virginia, McAuliffe. Survey administered in May by consumer research company GFK also found that 10.5% of respondents had purchased a gun because of their fear. Chapman survey researcher L. Edward Day said fear of the government had the strongest relationship with buying a gun because of fear. People who have purchased a gun because of fear also have high levels of fear of technology and crime. But the data, and here we go, the data show that in cases like these, the consequences of owning a gun can be a lot scarier than the fear that motivates the purchase. According to the most recent data available, in 2012, the U.S. had 20,666 firearm suicide deaths, 8,342 criminal gun homicides, and 548 fatal unintentional shootings. There were just 259 justifiable homicides in which a private citizen used a gun in self-defense, according to data from the FBI and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cited in a Violence Policy Center report. Anytime any article uses Violence Policy Center report, you can look at them and say, gun grabbers are idiots, or both. Okay? Remember, I said that. And if any of you are members of the Violence Policy Center, you can bite my glutamus maximus. Now, looking out at this, now I'm glad they broke it down this way, okay? I'm glad they broke it down this way. Suicide is the saddest thing ever. Saddest thing ever. And right now, just looking at the math, though, I'm sort of wondering where we're getting this 33,000 number from. Because that doesn't add up to 33,000. Anyway, suicide is a very sad thing. A lot of people use guns for suicide because they really want to kill themselves and they don't want to fail at it. And that's because we've become such a morbid society that we watch things like The Suicide Forest, which is a documentary that came out of Japan, where there's a guy that goes in there and finds the bodies, and he describes what he finds and what he's discovered. And he discovered that people trying to OD on pills, it takes days for them to die, and that's horrible. They have a better chance of hanging themselves. And that's what most of them do, hang themselves. Are the people that hang themselves, do they have a higher moral root in their basis for killing themselves than, say, shooting themselves? Or is it just as sad? Is it sad to think about somebody out there who is a child of two people, has co-workers, has siblings, maybe has loved ones, maybe has a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whatever, feeling so bad about life and everything? Is it sad that they would take a gun to their head or they would go hang themselves in a forest at the base of Mount Fuji? Shouldn't we be asking what drives somebody to that point? Instead of saying they use a gun. If it weren't for the gun, they wouldn't be doing it. You are so deluded if you believe that. They said that this article claims it doesn't make a lot of sense to prepare for self-defense by buying a tool that's 79 times more likely to be used for suicide and 32 times more likely to be used in criminal homicide than it is used against a criminal attacker. See, this also woefully neglects. And this is where the gerrymandering and the cherry-picking comes in play. CDC, in 2013, published a report that Barack Obama wanted, that nobody talked about, because it didn't go with the narrative. You don't have to. Using a gun doesn't mean you shoot and kill somebody. And it also doesn't mean that if you don't shoot and kill somebody, that doesn't count as using a gun in self-defense. CDC says up to 3 million defensive gun uses per year. Now, if you just take that one number from the CDC, 3 million defensive gun uses per year versus, how many do they give credit for here? 8,342 criminal gun homicides. That's a pretty good stat to look at, isn't it? By getting out there and looking at the justifiable homicides, and this includes cops and civilians, which they don't say because they don't know. They're missing the entire point. They're missing the entire point. The 548 unintentional shootings, that's with, what, 340 million, 360 million guns out there, with 130 million gun owners. There were 548 fatal unintentional shootings. How about those cars? Can they claim that kind of accident rate? That's barely statistically there. Absolute tragedy nonetheless. I'm not discounting that at all, but I mean, let's if we're going to get out there and we're going to crunch numbers, let's crunch them all, okay? Crunch every number. They believe that if Americans are too quick to act in this instance of fear-driven behavior, they underprepare in response to other dangers. More than half of the respondents in the survey say they fear a natural or man-made disaster. 86 believe an emergency kit would improve their chances of survival, but the vast majority, 72%, have made no effort to put together such a kit. Putting together such a kit doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to use the stuff that's in it. Buying a gun... Yes, that is true. In China, they hang nets outside of the factories to prevent people from throwing themselves off the buildings. No, you don't get to kill yourself today. You got to enjoy the communism, totalitarianism sort of capitalism that we enjoy here. We don't even know what we have here in China. Now, make those iPhones. Respondents said they also weren't prepared for disasters. I'm not really even sure, besides the part where they say that we... Their whole thing is about fear. They're saying that fear is unhealthy. And, see, I'm not afraid of the government. I'm waiting. There's a big difference between being afraid of something and waiting. I'm waiting for the inevitable. I feel that it is inevitable. I don't walk around jumping every time I hear something. I don't walk around worrying about anything. I'm not suicidal. As a matter of fact, I've fought my way back to health, working hard, still working at it, but... It's not about fear. And once again, I don't even know what they were trying to accomplish. I'm not sure if they did, but they certainly made their stab at gun control, didn't they? Interesting how the hook worked, though, didn't it, when I said, well, the people fear the government. The nudge, perhaps. Huh? Could it be the nudge? Yeah. We're going to talk about the Democratic National Strategy. We're going to look at two instances where it's applied. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you You will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. G-Code is they're the ones that at the very tip of the spear when it comes to innovation. Shaping Kydex, figuring out how to use Kydex, putting Kydex here, putting it there, making it move. If you're looking for a way to carry your firearm around or your ammunition around or just looking for just absolute stunning design that you haven't seen in too many places, go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. We can look at two different deaths of two young people and see the way the Democrats responded to this and with what they pushed, and we can get a pretty clear idea of what they're about. I'm talking about Kate Steinle and Michael Brown. Each one became the focus of national media coverage. Each one involved a minority. In the Steinle case, the murderer was a minority, while in the Brown case, he was the minority who was shot by a police officer. While both cases involved minorities, the portrayal of the two incidents was very different. Michael Brown, it was first reported, was an innocent, unarmed young black man whose only crime was being black and having the misfortune of encountering an allegedly racist white police officer. Kate Steinle was out having dinner with her parents, and she was murdered by an illegal immigrant who was known to be wanted by the San Francisco authorities, wanted by the federal law enforcement authorities, and that authorities had officially requested that San Francisco police detain him until he could be placed in federal custody. The police chief that was in charge at that time and had been in charge is now being considered as the leader of the Border Patrol. That another day. They wanted the shooter, the Steinle shooter, because he was convicted of 7 felonies and had been deported from the U.S. 5 times and had, after each deportation, returned back to the U.S. He came to San Francisco because San Francisco was a sanctuary city. They did not enforce a federal immigration law. Michael Brown was portrayed as an innocent victim of white oppression. The cop who shot him was portrayed as racist, while the alleged murderer of Kate Steinle was not portrayed as exhibiting racism or racially motivated violence. The important thing about Kate Steinle's alleged murderer was that his moral and ethical character was neither approved nor disapproved. In his case, the media, and in particular liberal spokesholes, made an effort to downplay the violence. Democrats politicized the violence of Michael Brown's death, but sought to de-emphasize any political aspect to the death of Kate Steinle. And while these two incidents were treated in opposite ways, in reality, they were both consistent with the strategy that Democrats have with regard to minorities. Obama sent Holder to Ferguson for evidence of civil rights violations. In a detailed report, the DOJ found a pattern of conduct that violates some civil rights, but was not enough evidence to prosecute police officer Darren Wilson for federal civil rights violations of the Michael Brown incident. It's because the evidence didn't support it, because the incident didn't support it. Significantly, President Obama has not asked the DOJ to investigate if Kate Steinle's civil rights were violated by the sheriff or the mayor or the San Francisco supervisors or the city council or any of the people that made that a sanctuary city that, got that killer there in the first place. They failed to take positive actions to defend the right of citizens against violence perpetrated by illegal immigrants. In fact, they continue to defend their policy, ignoring the 1996 Immigration Act, even though sanctuary status is a violation of federal law. They need to be arrested. They need to be arrested. That's just how it is. Let's see. For some reason, everybody's saying the feed got lost. Let's see what happens if I do that. Okay. I think if everybody refreshes. Refresh, everybody. There we go. Refresh, everybody. San Francisco law enforcement officials declined to enforce more than 10,000 holds requested by ICE, more than the rest of the U.S. combined. And Obama has done nothing. In 2013, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee signed an ordinance barring the city's law enforcement agencies from cooperating with most immigration and custom enforcement requests. I like that. That's good. That means there is no supremacy. There is nullification. Thank you, San Francisco. We will be applying that. Thank you, Obama, for not going after that, because we know what you know now. We know what you know. We know what you're doing. Everybody, maintain that thought in your head. So while Michael Brown's death provoked a heavy-handed federal investigation, the sanctuary policy in San Francisco did not. And that's contradictory in the face of all things that are factual and logical. But they are consistent with the Democratic Party overall strategy to encourage blacks to vote for their candidate in 2016 and to pander for the Hispanic vote in the 2016 election, even though most of the ones involved may not be legal. Michael Brown was black. And the Democrats sought to stir up white racism in order to stimulate blacks to come out and vote for their party in 2016. They had to resurrect the old 1960s civil rights language, whether it accurately applied to the situation or not. Kate Steinle's alleged murder is Hispanic, illegal. And the Democrats sought to downplay that fact that he was an illegal immigrant. Once again, Google is my friend as far as the feed is concerned. The reason they did this is because they have to defend their strategy of illegal immigration. They cannot afford to have any bad publicity. They want Americans to believe that illegal immigrants are just like anybody else and are in the process of assimilating into American society. I love Terry Bradshaw, Chevrolets, and the Kansas City Royals. They don't want the public to see that illegal immigrants are defying federal law. They've been promoting this since the 1970s. They can't back away from it now. So while Kate Steinle and Michael Brown seem like very different cases, in reality, they're both being used by Democrats to push their political agenda. And that's to solidify power, centralize power. And then, guess what? They think they get everything. They thought, when they got Obamacare, they thought gun control is in the bag, amnesty is in the bag, all this other stuff is in the bag. And thankfully, America woke up after Obamacare happened. They did wake up enough to take over the House, and then they took over the Senate, and the Republicans are doing nothing with it. But, you know, that's all beside the point. I think our point is made here. Now we stand back and wait. Democrats have always controlled the large urban areas, and that's, you know, that's great. From Portland, Oregon to L.A. to New York to Boston. And because of all of these old strongholds of Democratic power, they've been losing population, and legal federally approved immigration procedures cannot provide enough immigrants to restore the population of those cities. So everybody's fleeing the cities. All of their demographic is fleeing the cities. And then they show up in Alabama. Say a black American that worked all of his life in New York City, and then he goes to Clarksville, Tennessee, and he can own a gun, and there's not as much crime, and that's because there's other people owning guns and everything, and it's Viola. It's like, I have been transformed. I've been released from the Matrix. Now, San Francisco wants to protect their reputation as a safe haven from federal and criminal law, and that butts up against everything that you and I hold true. But the Democrats are more than willing to push and can keep on that with that strategy. They conceived it. They'll do anything they must do to make it happen, keep it alive. And it's all so they can get the votes. It's all so they can get the votes. They've been pushing violence against the police. They're pulling, you know, they call us all kinds of vile stuff. And it doesn't matter to them if white people get killed by illegal immigrants. So, stay awake. We will rejoin this on Monday. And between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.